You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Havelina a Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Hello, Havelinas. Welcome back to the TAMU Counselor Corner podcast, your go-to spot for mental health wellness tips and campus updates. I'm Terry, your host today, and I'm joined by some of our amazing co-hosts and counselors here at TAMU.
Hey guys, this is Kristen. Welcome back.
This is Cynthia.
What's up? This is Andrew.
So before we dive into today's topics, I just want to give a big shout out to our interns. They've been doing such important work alongside of us, helping students every day. So thank you, Kendall, Carol, Melissa, and Dominique, for all that you do. So we also have some special guests here with us from the Campus Activity Board, or CAB, here to share a quick message about campus involvement. So take it away.
Alrighty, hi everyone. My name is Sophia. I'm the executive director for CAB. We have a lot of different events going on, so let's go ahead and talk about it and how you can get involved. On March 10th, we have Paint the Pack. That's going to be an exciting event we have with the rec. Students are going to be able to get a free t-shirt, and then we're going to throw a colored powder to do a spirited walk around University Boulevard.
Awesome.
Free t-shirt. Yeah, free t-shirt, a little color run. You might have some little snacks and sweet treats in the mix too. So pretty good.
Awesome.
Hello, I'm Dylan. I'm a junior majoring in psychology. I'm a leader in CAB, a secretary for Pep Talk, and a pack leader for Coffee and Pet. I'll be talking about our petting zoo coming up. We'll be having baby goats that were just born with a
kiss. Awesome.
Hello, my name is Edward New. I'm a criminology major and classification junior. I'm a CAB member as well, general, and I'm a e-board staff development for Havelina Camp, and I'm going to be talking about Spring Fling and April 1st, so April Fools. There's going to be a lot of orgs. There's going to be a lot of orgs selling all kinds of stuff, varying from prizes, foods, drinks, or anything they can think of that goes with their orgs, or anything really. And it might be just worth the money.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of different activities for students in the mix. Of course, all of our events are free at no cost. So if you're looking for just a place to get out there and involve, CAB is definitely one of your go-to spots.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much, CAB. Campus events are a great way to support your mental health, and being a part of our community is so powerful here at TAMU. So do you guys have any encouraging words to any students who may feel isolated or disconnected here on campus?
Most encouraging one out there is just to get out there. You know, you open one door to open many, and I guess CAB is the first door you gotta open, because it has a lot of opportunities for me. Especially, that's kind of how I landed my first job on campus, is through CAB, because of the connections I made, and I was able to like finally get a job on campus. That's like the biggest thing.
It's awesome.
I would say probably just joining organizations. Like, I've joined a bunch, and I've met many people, made many friends, connections, and everything. So I would say definitely just join whatever org sounds fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, nice. And to kind of seal the deal and kind of wrap things up, I definitely do think, you know, once you take that leap, I know sometimes it may be scary, especially if it's the first time you're joining something, but just put yourself out there, find your people, find your community, and they'll be there to support you along the way.
Well, thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate you being our first special guest. And so a part of this is about our JED campus mission. And just a reminder that JED is a way that we support student mental health in a proactive way. It's about creating a campus where students feel connected, supported, and feel like they truly belong. That sense of belonging is very important. So if you ever feel like maybe you might want to step out there and see what organizations are out there, please do so. There's so many, and our campus is really awesome when it comes to helping each other connect. If you want to creator, if you want to join an organization in your major, or if you want to try something new. Also, we have groups coming up that you may be interested in, like our D&D group coming up with Andrew. So if you ever have any questions, please let us know. And so a big part of JED is recognizing that connection matters, like we've been talking about. And when students feel isolated or unsure of where to turn to, that can make college feel heavier than it needs to be. So through this partnership, we're working across campus to strengthen resources, improve connection, and make support easy to access. It's really about building a culture where asking for help is formal, support is visible, and no student feels like they have to figure things out alone. So we got you guys.
Yeah. Well, today we have a lot to talk about as March is a busy month. So, Andrew, take it away.
Here we go. Spring is on us. And it's the perfect time for renewal, getting outside, taking in the fresh air, or just spending time with nature, even if it's for a few minutes. And that can help lift your mood and help your mental health.
So spring also brings new opportunities. So we want to encourage you guys to consider setting simple goals, right? Anything, nothing major, nothing that can be difficult to attain, but just something small, like being able to reconnect with your friends, allowing yourself to do some more movements. Right now, we know that the rec has been putting out there very different exercise classes or activity classes that you can join. They are already, you already paid for them in your tuition, so why not just then, you know, continuing with our resolution goals, being able to keep ourselves a little bit more active, because both activity and reconnecting with people that we love can boost our spirits this season.
Okay. As you all know, our top clocks will spring forward this month, and while while the extra daylight is nice, remember to prioritize your sleep, because it means you're going to lose an hour of sleep.
But hopefully adjust sooner rather than later.
All right. The hour loss can affect our energy and mood, so making sure you get rest is essential for the brain and for the body.
That's right. Sleep hygiene is a part of self-care, believe it or not. So during National Sleep Awareness Week, we'll be sharing tips on how to improve your sleep habits. So stay tuned.
So moving along, also that is also happening pretty soon. It's going to be midterms. So we're around the corner, but also with that spring break, right? So we're looking forward to that. So we know that midterms can be a stressful period. So remember that it is important to balance your study time with self-care.
Yeah, it's important to set realistic study goals, take frequent breaks while studying, and reaching out if you feel overwhelmed. So, of course, don't be afraid to connect with your professors, your classmates, or even support services like us here at Counseling.
If you ever need a quiet spot to breathe or regroup, come visit us and take advantage of the Relaxing Moments Room, where we have our famous massage chair, if you probably heard. And it has an Oculus VR set, aromatherapy, we've got a blanket, or bring your own. You can bring your own blanket, you can get cozy, wear some socks. And also, if you need a quiet place to study, we have a desk and a computer in there as well. So you guys have already paid for it in your student service fees, so come take advantage and make an appointment today.
So, to, you know, contribute to that, did you know that this one is also National Nutrition and National Reading Month?
So, in order to go with this, do you know how important it is to fuel our bodies? How it is, we hope, and if not, we're, you know, bring it up here. But it is really important to figure out what we're going to eat, if we drink water, you know, we keep ourselves hydrated, eating what we need. As college students, it may be really difficult, more if you're living in the dorms, to maybe create a specific type of diet. But sometimes making little changes, like adding more fruit to your day, more vegetables, drinking more water, changing those, without no offense to anyone, those energy drinks, right? And decreasing it, right? We are not talking about stopping, but if you used to drink two, maybe drinking one and then adding more water.
And not a big one, is it?
Yes. No, we are not doing a double and making a...
Sometimes a big boy is needed for a big boy. So now that I feel attacked, I'm going to change the subject to reading for pleasure. It can be a simple and effective form of self-care, whether that's diving into a fiction, novel, nonfiction, catching up on articles, or exploring poetry. Reading helps you unwind, escape, and soothe stress.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there will be some book deals going on this month, whether it's physical or ebooks. Y'all know I love a good deal.
That's right. Yes, right. Oops, never buying
full price. Why? Get it on sale.
So if you are looking for a sign to get healthy, another thing that we can encourage you to do is to spend less time on your phone. A little bit more reading, more being outside, just setting different boundaries for yourself. And what better time to start than spring break?
So, spring break is coming up, guys. While it's time to relax and recharge, it's also important to take care of yourself. So, some of you might be going home, you may be traveling, you may hang out with friends, you might even stick around here. So, make sure that you are taking time for yourself. This is a really good opportunity to reevaluate what does self-care look like to me right now. So that also means practicing safe behaviors, getting plenty of rest, and staying hydrated.
So sports.
Yay sports.
Yay sports. Watching sports can actually be a great way to relax and connect with friends. So why not tune into some March Madness coming up for your fellow Javelinas at the games here in Kingsville. Go out, show your support. I'm sure they would love to see you there.
Mm-hmm. And also a reminder that, one, our offices are going to be open from Monday through Wednesday that week. So far, regular hours, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. But you can also, if you're going home and you still may need to talk to someone, remember, you know, having the TELUS app available for yourself to either contact the conference through them or use the resources that in the article, watching the videos that they have there. So don't hesitate to reach out if you need support, whether you are on campus, home, or traveling. And without trying to be too pushy or anything we do, I would like to ask our guests if so far, do you guys have any plans for spring break? Anything that you're looking forward on doing?
I do have a plan. So they are having spring break on the coast of Porpoise, so I am planning on seeing Flatland.
Nice. That is already requested off of work, so I'm set and ready to go.
No idea who that is, but that's fun.
Just go back home to the valley, spend time with my friends, with my family, spend time with my dog.
Sounds like a great way to recharge.
I think I'll just be hibernating and working.
There we go. That's self-care. All of that are really great self-care opportunities.
What about you? What are y'all doing for spring break?
I'm doing my spring break a little early. I'm going to Arizona with my grandma.
We're
going to do some hikes.
Okay.
We're going to do some hiking around the Saguaros in Arizona.
Yeah. Grandma sounds fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Be like, still got it.
She's 8 years old and she's still a little spitfire. I love that woman. That's awesome.
Goals. For me, definitely spending time with the kids. I may go back to Mexico, visit my family, just spend time with friends and reconnect and rest.
Yes. Yeah, same here. I'm going to take some time to rest, work on my paper, but also, you know, spend time with my daughter. She is too cool for me these days. Just kidding. But I'm going to enjoy that, you know, she's in 8th grade. She's about to be a freshman. So sorry. I know. And I know I look like I'm 20, but anyway.
That's beside the point.
But yeah, just the same, just recharging. Yeah, I'm ready for a break.
And I'll just go back home to Louisiana.
Oh, poor you. Enjoying all the good food.
All the good food.
Awesome.
Okay, so before we, you know, just dive off the deep end with spring break, you know, there are ways you can continue to engage with counseling services this month. So, Andrew, let them know what they can be doing.
We're offering a wide variety of ways to connect. So we have our Let's Talk. They are drop-in spaces. If you just want to chat, it's not a full counseling session, but it is maybe a quick consultation about something that you may have going on, something to chat and need quick advice. dates and times for that are posted on the TAMMIC website on the calendar. You can find that there. We also have our QPR trainings every week, different times via Zoom. So QPR trainings will help you learn to recognize the signs to help someone in crisis. That's open for all students, faculty, and staff to attend. Finally, we have a wide variety of groups coming up. So stress management, social skills, these are safe spaces that are led by counselors. After spring break, so just getting you guys prepared, we'll be having our grief group available on Thursdays in the afternoon. And then I am also working on a few therapeutic D&D groups, so be on the lookout for those flyers as well. On top of that, we're going to be at events like Tropical Temptations and National Sleep Awareness Week. So, hey, feel free to stop by and say hello to us. We love talking with you guys out.
We're here. Right. And remember, you can always find us at the Student Health and Wellness Building at 1210 Rotama Drive. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We offer walk-in crisis counseling for those who are experiencing crisis of some sorts, and those hours are the same as well. You can also make an appointment by calling us at 361-593-5080. One more time, it's 361-593-5080.
Yep, and for more information on our services, events, and mental health resources, including our podcasts and newsletters, visit our website at www.tamuk.edu/SHW and click on counseling services. And you can also catch our latest episodes every Tuesday and Thursday airing on KTAI 91.1 at 4:45 p.m.
And as a reminder again, and we're going to keep mentioning, you also have Telos Health app available, so you can use it whenever you need it at any time of the day, especially during spring break if you decide to go home. Any weekends or after hours, it is confidential and it is free for all TAMMIC students.
Yes, so thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to our lovely co-host, interns, yes, and CAB members for joining us today. Remember, you are never alone. Our TAMMIC counseling team is here to support you anytime you need it. Stay connected, take care of yourselves, and be kind to one another.
You're listening to Counselor Corner. Here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.